Critical Listening. Lesson 2. Estimation of Sound Level Changes, Tones, Speech, and Music. It is often necessary to estimate how much a sound level changes. Our ear interprets sound level changes as changes in loudness. The decibel is a very convenient unit for measuring signal levels in electronic circuits or even sound pressure levels in air. However, changes in the loudness of sounds as perceived by our ears do not conform exactly to corresponding changes in sound level. For example, let's listen to a 1000 Hz tone at a constant level. When these tones are reproduced on a loudspeaker, you will notice that changes in head position change the loudness of the sound due to room effects. For this reason, keep your head in one position during each test. Of course, if you are listening on headphones, room acoustics have no effect. A change of level of 10 decibels sounds like this. A change of 10 decibels is often considered to be a doubling of loudness, or cutting loudness in half. This is a 5 decibel change of level. It may be difficult at first to detect a change of 2 decibels. Try it. Changes will be made at the same 5-second intervals. A change of 2 decibels is easier to detect in louder sounds. Let's repeat the 2 decibel change at a 10 decibel higher level. So we see that the minimum detectable level change depends on the loudness of the 1000 Hz tone. That's not all. The loudness change also depends on frequency. Here is a repeat of the 10 decibel change in level at 1000 Hz. This is a 10 decibel change in level at 100 Hz. A 10 decibel change in level is less noticeable at 100 Hz, but very prominent at 1000 Hz. The minimum discernible level change depends both on the frequency and the level of the sound. Now, music and speech cover a wide range of frequencies. A change in average level of 10 decibels sounds like this in speech. Lord Kelvin has said that, when you measure what you are speaking about, and can express it in numbers, you know something about it. But when you cannot measure it, when you cannot express it in numbers, your knowledge is of a meager and unsatisfactory kind. It may be the beginning of knowledge, but you scarcely in your thought advance to the stage of science, whatever the matter may be. And now, a 10 decibel change in music. A change in level of 5 decibels sounds like this in speech. Lord Kelvin has said that, when you measure what you are speaking about, and can express it in numbers, you know something about it. But when you cannot measure it, when you cannot express it in numbers, your knowledge is of a meager and unsatisfactory kind. It may be the beginning of knowledge, but you scarcely in your thought advance to the stage of science, whatever the matter may be. Now, a 5 decibel change in music. Here are changes in level of only 2 decibels. Lord Kelvin has said that, when you measure what you are speaking about, and can express it in numbers, you know something about it. But when you cannot measure it, when you cannot express it in numbers, your knowledge is of a meager and unsatisfactory kind. It may be the beginning of knowledge, but you scarcely in your thought advance to the stage of science, whatever the matter may be. We can conclude that for ordinary speech and music signals, a change in level of 2 decibels is about the smallest detectable by ear. We have also learned what level changes of 5 and 10 decibels sound like. Let's test this new ability. The following speech sounds will begin and end at a standard reference level, but in between there will be three other levels. Estimate the change in decibels up or down from the reference level. Lord Kelvin has said that, when you measure what you are speaking about, and can express it in numbers, you know something about it. But when you cannot measure it, when you cannot express it in numbers, your knowledge is of a meager and unsatisfactory kind. It may be the beginning of knowledge, but you scarcely in your thought advance to the stage of science, whatever the matter may be. The first change was 10 decibels down, then no change from the reference level, and finally 10 decibels up. How do your level judgments compare? Let's repeat the speech sound for three different changes, again opening and closing with the reference level, with three unknowns in between. Lord Kelvin has said that, when you measure what you are speaking about, and can express it in numbers, you know something about it. But when you cannot measure it, when you cannot express it in numbers, your knowledge is of a meager and unsatisfactory kind. It may be the beginning of knowledge, but you scarcely in your thought advance to the stage of science, whatever the matter may be. This is more difficult. The changes were 4 decibels up, 8 decibels up, and 12 decibels up. How do your judgments compare? Now let's exercise our judgment with music. Again, we will open and close with the reference level and present 3 level changes in between. These changes were, first, 5 decibels below reference, second, 5 decibels above reference, and third, 10 decibels below reference. Here is another exercise in music using the same opening and closing reference levels. The 3 changes this time were 5 decibels down, no change, and 5 decibels up. This is the end of this section, but go back over these exercises for further practice.